In relation to the structure of local authorities potentially being a barrier to change, I don't see that, I have to say. I'm not close to local authorities in terms of their organisational design and how it helps or hinders, but my belief is structures, they're there to fulfil a need, but it doesn't mean that you can't transcend that structure. It doesn't mean that local authorities can't work across each other. It doesn't mean that local authorities can't decide where a competency is. I know there are always challenges in terms of, you know, local employment, but in essence, the world has shifted, and you have to begin to work out what you're going to be good at, what's core to you. And if you think about it, it's only what the private sector has done in terms of what's our core competence and where would we use other people's core competences to run their business. I don't think local authority or any public body is any different in terms of that.
To what extent, though, can chief executives and senior officers keep on top of the sort of innovation that we're talking about that might be more efficient, save them money and deliver better services?
Well, I think this is a challenge for any senior executive, public service or not. The reality is life, technology, business, you know, what people do is changing all the time. And actually, the more senior we get, I don't always think that we give ourselves enough time to develop ourselves. So I think, first of all, you know, I would say to people, go and spend quality time learning how the world is shifting. Secondly, use your experts, whether it be HR experts or finance or CIO experts, to provide regular briefings in terms of the state of the nation, the way the world is changing, and what does that mean from an opportunity and threat perspective. You can't do this on your own. You've got to do it as your team. And that means having the right team around you. Thank you.